Robin Gunn coming in here, your hostess on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. It's that 30-year publication that's been out in our community. The Oklahoma Senior Journal is taking care of to make sure we get the message out to everybody, and we felt like the 30th anniversary was the way to do it. We vet everyone that goes into our magazines. We get to know who they are, and we also want to make sure that your best interest is at heart. And I have someone in the studio that is just that. He's through Segura Senior Living, Statesman's Club, which is an independent living community that's been here how long?
The community's been here for a long time, but Segura has been a part of it for just a couple years now.
Okay, wonderful. And you have a fantastic administrator, Valerie.
Yes, she's wonderful.
She is. She's the best. She's really been in this industry at least as long as I have, and I've been doing it 30 years. The Statesman's Club is going to be in the next issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, so our 30th anniversary issue. We will still have our 650 locations that we do distribution to monthly with a 98% pickup rate. So we are definitely the magazine that people cling to, adult children, as well as the 50-plus. So without further doodly-doos, let me let you get to know. This is Cameron Gruenberg.
Yes.
He told me that he's of German descent. I'm Scottish-Irish. We get along great.
That's right.
We both like our pints.
Yes, we do.
There you go. So he boasts more than 13 years of experience in the medical industry, having worked in senior living since 2017. Don't you love working in senior living?
I do. It's been
there's just something
experience about
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like hanging with grandma and grandpa all the time. Yes.
It's exactly right. And the things I have learned from those people, and then even the careers they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing to, you know, just wave a stick at. It's something that I want to sit down and get. I just get words and nuggets of wisdom from them.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, just hearing their stories is one of the best parts of being there.
Exactly. I actually met a guy one time that this was before they gave out royalties. So he just wasn't a very wealthy fella, but he wrote, "How much is that doggy in the window?"
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Do you remember the song?
Uh-uh.
You'll have to Google. GTS, Google that stuff, because this, we got to keep it PG.
Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, Google that, but he's from Oklahoma, and it's a great song. It's kind of a kid's song. Throughout your career, you have specialized in patient care. That's great, so you kind of know every layer.
You know, starting out, I was a patient care coordinator for a medical equipment company.
Okay.
And I was the outside sales rep. We just called them patient care coordinators, but I got to open the market in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so for the first 2 years, I also had to service every single one of my patients.
Oh,
so we serviced respiratory equipment like oxygen and CPAPs. So I was delivering to them daily. I was taking them oxygen tanks. I was setting their equipment up and also marketing to all the doctors and physicians around town. And that really started my interest in helping the senior population.
Okay.
Taking oxygen to their homes or going out to somebody who lives in a small town, they knew I had to drive that far, having coffee waiting for me. You know, little things like that, where that really sparked my interest of getting more into the senior living side of things.
It's so wonderful. And they so often have targets on their back. So when we can have a true blue company that cares about them, like Segura Senior Living, who is... What do you call you're the management company behind Statesman's Club?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the Ellison Independent Living of Statesman Club.
Ellison Independent. Will you spell Ellison for us?
It's Ellison.
Okay. Ellison Independent Living of Statesman's Club. Great. That's fantastic. My parents and I even took a tour there with me. Can't say enough good about that. Not only the living community part, but you're outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful grounds.
It truly is. You have a lake on it, you have a swimming pool, you can go fishing out there.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a little bit more to say on your bio, but we're going to take a quick break here and pay for a little air real estate here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal here on Freedom 96.9. Hope to see you back here in a second. This is a great show.
Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond and UCO.
We are a small community, very family-friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out, our family atmosphere, our close-knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated, give us a call at 405-531-3444, 405-531-3444. Again, we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's VillagioLiving.com. Living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Ballmore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Ballmore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Ballmore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. BML.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Ballmore Slow.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Embrace the art of living at Ellison Independent Living of Statesman Club. Located on Vineyard Boulevard, our charming independent living community offers active seniors the opportunity to live their retirement years right near tranquil Lake Hefner. Enjoy all that the city has to offer while being tucked away in a friendly community with a vibrant atmosphere. From taking a dip in our indoor pool, to enjoying chef-prepared meals with friends in our dining room, to participating in a wide variety of planned activities and events, you'll love living here and being part of our Ellison family. To schedule your tour, visit us online at ellisonstatesmanclub.com or call us at 405-883-4617. Again, call 405-883-4617 to schedule your tour today.
Publisher, editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which does stand for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And we love bringing you these shows that keep you informed as well as the adult children. This is a 50-plus magazine, not an 80-plus, but it has definitely got information for the 80 plus in it. I was asking my mom the other day if she was kind of thinking maybe we should look into some retirement communities. She goes, well, Robin, that's really just for older people. And I go, Mom, let's look at your license. It says 87.
Maybe it's time to start
looking.
And
she kind of went, oh, okay, well. Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of have to get your parents' minds wrapped around it a little bit.
You do.
And going and visiting a community is probably the greatest way to really feel it out.
It is. It helps break down some of the barriers or the emotions that
Or even preconceived ideas that you have.
Exactly.
And then I know at the Statesman's Club, which is just off of, that's Hefner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's off Vineyard Boulevard.
Vineyard Boulevard, which is off of Hefner.
Right by Lake Hefner, so it's got to be right there.
Yeah. And there's the post office for that area, it's literally in front of the Statesman's Club.
Yes.
I promise you, you won't believe that there's something like this in town. I encourage you to go have dinner there, go have lunch there, you know, get to know Valerie, which is the administrator, ask for her by name. She couldn't be more personable. I mean, she's literally a personal friend of mine. So just a great human being. And I wanted to get a little bit of a bio about you. So it says that you specialize in patient care and you're holding titles like memory care director.
Okay, yes.
That's really something after my own heart. My dad was in memory care for 5.5 years, 8.5 years, we took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you had to go through and learn, and they're not in your world anymore. You go get in there.
Yes, you do. And it is whatever direction they want to take you that day is where you got to go.
Is where you're going.
You know, it was interesting way that it happened. This was all during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was still the director of sales and marketing, but we couldn't take admissions.
Mm.
And we lost our memory care director. And at the time, I thought, you know, I wanted to get into the administration side of things. So
okay.
I was going through getting my license. I am a licensed administrator for Colorado, just for that state.
Oh, okay. Great place.
So I felt like being an administrator, I wanted to have more experience working the floor. So
yes.
I worked first shift for a long time, answering the emergency call pendants.
Okay.
And then I worked as the memory care director because, like I said, we didn't have one for a couple months. So I stepped in and just completely ran the entire neighborhood. And I tell you what, the stories I have from there, I would just laugh every day.
I know.
Because it was so funny. I mean, just the ups and downs.
You either laugh or you cry.
Right. And you got
to
laugh.
Because if
you cry, it just makes everything worse.
Exactly.
And ultimately, nothing is personal in that area.
Exactly.
Nobody means anything.
Mm-hmm.
None of the residents are actively trying to hurt your feelings
exactly.
or anything.
Exactly.
They're also scared and, you know,
well, yeah,
unaware
they're not
of what's
firing
going
on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And so that gets scary at times.
It does.
Yes.
Right. And you noticed you would feel their fear.
Me too.
And I thought, you know, for me too, if this was my loved one, how would I want them to feel?
Exactly.
And that's how I always took that approach, especially going back in that neighborhood every day, is how can I make them feel comfortable or at peace, knowing what's going on in their minds, and that they don't know what's going on
in their minds.
So we had to be that comfort and that energy, and then they feed off of that. If you're bringing that comfort and that positivity, and then the entire everyone acts that way. If somebody's in there and they've got too much anxiety, that just sparks it with somebody else. And then it just, you know, it's a domino effect.
It truly is. Something that we learned is to get literally on my dad's eye level.
Yes. You know, we even go through different studies about even approaching that person with dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, not approaching them from where they can't see you, approaching them from the front, because you don't want to startle them.
Right.
So, I mean, even just little things like that and how you talk or approach somebody can make the outcome completely different.
Something else we would do with my dad is, Dad, we're going to do this together.
Mm-hmm.
This will be something together we do. And I'm telling you, you know, the music part of your brain is one of the last things to go. And so we sang Happy Birthday to my dad almost every day because it was a happy song.
Right, right. And it makes him feel good.
Feel good. Oh.
And what does it matter, right? He doesn't know. So how can we make him feel good now or today?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so great. I love that you are an expert in that field and you are a regional sales manager. Or is that what you're doing right now?
Yes. So currently I'm the regional sales director for Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Okay. Oklahoma and Nebraska. Cameron has been director of sales and marketing since 2017. He is a native of Oklahoma, the Tulsa area.
Yes. Born and raised.
Born and raised in the Big T.
Yep.
And your wife's name is Jessie.
Yes.
What does she do?
Well, so right now she's staying home. That was a part of us moving back to Oklahoma, was that she could stay home, that we have family here and take care of my son. But my son Jackson, yes.
Shout out.
She was a victim's advocate before, so very much in helping people, and she worked at the district attorney's office in Colorado Springs. So similar, just dealing with all types of crime and that world. It was more about helping the people,
helping the
families, getting them through their processes.
And that's what we do in, you know, with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, these radio shows, and this is what Cameron does, is you're all about helping the entire family unit.
Yes.
You know, and getting them educated and understanding. So the Statesman's Club is an independent living community. So what is independent living community? I'm asked it all the time.
You know, to me, it is what I would say hassle-free retirement living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a chance for a senior to be able to just live out the rest of their years in a happy community environment with other people that are like-minded, the same age, getting the socialization they need, not having to worry about cooking all their meals, not having to worry about housekeeping or maintenance.
Yeah, the upkeep of your home.
Paying all your bills and having all these things out there. You can just live at the community. It's like a community within a community because everything you have is right there. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a pool. You have fitness classes. You have activities and outings and, you know, there's just, it's like a party every day.
Yeah.
You know, I hear some people say it's like living on a cruise ship.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. You're just not, well, you could, I guess you could can you put a rowboat on y'all's lake?
Probably not, you know.
But I know you can fish from the
shore. That's right, right. Maybe some paddle boats or something we could get out there, but.
There's always like Hefner real close.
Exactly.
Well, that's a perfect description. It is hassle-free living.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to socialize.
Exactly.
And you have exercise classes. I'm sure you guys have Bible studies, do some faith-based things.
Yeah.
And you even have an on-site home care, don't you, or home health care?
Right, for physical therapy or occupational therapy that somebody may need. Yeah.
Right.
We want to keep them as independent as they can as long as possible.
That's great. Fantastic goal. What are some of the advantages to a resident because the community is an independent living community?
You know, I think some of the advantages is that you're getting all the same type of people in the same area. So it's people that still want to be active, still driving their own cars, maybe still doing some of their own cooking and shopping. So you're getting people that are all very similar to the same it may not necessarily be the same age, but the same place in life.
Gotcha.
And so you can really create your own little social network within the community.
Mm-hmm. When you're saying everyone, you know, kind of has a commonality mm-hmm. with each other and are all basically trying to be at the same stage in life. That way, you can really have a buddy system there.
You do.
Everybody is watching out for each other. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to also just set up new friendships.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a study when I was 2017 or 2018 about what are the things that help prolong life. Mm. And socialization was number one.
It's got to be. We've certainly learned that through COVID.
Yes.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, we got more to tell you about the Statesman's Club through Ellison Independent Living. Right on?
Right on.
Right on. Yeah! All right, this is Robin Gunn coming in here from the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio. Hey, Cameron, what does OSJ stand for?
It stands for Oklahoma Senior Journal.
See how we worked that out? Cameron, you're like a professional now.
Yeah. It's now a two-person show.
There it is. We got a co-host. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around 30 years. We're getting ready to come out with that 30th anniversary issue just in a couple of weeks. We want you to know you can go to okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word, okseniorjournal.com. You can listen to all of these radio shows off of our website, just under the obvious radio shows. And this will be the first program you'll see if you happen to miss us this Saturday at 9:05, which is today. I just want to get more into what Statesman's Club, which is an independent living community here in Oklahoma City, it's very centrally located and it's been here double digit years. And they really do listen to their residents there and they become a part of their lives. I mean, you know, you don't want to say something that sounds so cliche as they're just part of your family, but they really are.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, Segura takes that resident first philosophy to all of our communities.
That's good. Very good. So how does this contribute living in an independent living to stress-free living? Now, you know, somebody can sell their home and then move into something like this at Statesman's Club. I know we mentioned a few things about stress-free living. Let's just say somebody isn't just really into doing their own transportation anymore. I know you guys have covered parking there for some of the apartments.
Yes.
So if somebody is just not as, especially at night, my mom does not love to drive at night. Mm-hmm. What would be the answer to that?
You know, we offer different transportation.
Okay.
A lot of what we get is to and from doctor's appointments.
Sure.
That's what a lot of the help is what's needed is getting them to and from. But it's also, we do different outings. We go to ball games or go out to restaurants for lunch or dinner or, you know, go to the baseball game. Whatever
right.
we can do or whatever the interests are.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have sign-up sheets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we talk to the residents, too, that we have meetings with them every month, the residents specifically.
That's great.
Because as our residents change, the interests change.
Sure.
So, you know, our planned activities of what we're doing is based on the interests of the current residents. And so that can alter, it can change to, you know, maybe somebody's really into bingo. That group is.
Mm.
But if that group kind of phases out, then maybe we don't do bingo anymore.
Right.
Because the new group, they want to play poker or something a little more serious, you know.
Why not?
You never know.
My grandmother was dominoes, and she's been playing since she was 5. She was 103.
Exactly. I've got a community where Wii bowling is really big.
Wow.
And we have tournaments that are the residents against staff. And they beat us.
Oh, that has to be so fun.
It's amazing. It's so fun to go and just play with them.
And
they love it. So, you know, whatever the interests are, this is why we do monthly meetings with them, with our administrators, with our chefs, making sure the food is correct to what they want to eat. That helps make it a little more stress-free for everybody because we're trying to make it as easy for the residents themselves to just live.
You're living. It'd be almost like a town hall meeting where you're
it
doing
is. We call it a town hall.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, so not even a mind reader. It's allowing the resident to put in their input.
That's
and
right.
to let them feel like they're a part of this community.
It's their home.
Yeah.
Right? It's our work second.
Yeah.
But it's their home
first.
Yeah.
Love it. Need to get a t-shirt that says that. What kind of amenities does the community have to offer?
So, you know, even broken down to apartments, we've got studios, one bedroom and two bedroom apartments. Most of them have full kitchens as well. So even in independent living, some of the meals are included, or you can prepare them yourselves and have your friends over or family and still cook your own Thanksgiving meal if you want to.
Do you have like a separate dining area sometimes that people can have their own private?
Yes, exactly. A private dining room.
Okay.
That they can just reserve and either have our chef do the meals or they can cater something in. It's totally their choice. Or if they want to cook something and bring it in there, they're welcome to do that as well. It's, yes, a private dining room for families. They've just got to reserve it.
Okay. Or they can have it in their own apartments. Don't you have a three bedroom even?
Not three bedrooms. Okay. Just the two bedrooms.
Yeah. Two bedroom, two bath?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Two bedroom, one bath. You know, lots
it's
of different versions. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a lot to pick from there that works with your lifestyle. And a lot of times I like to say community living like this is like having your suite in there, which is your apartment, and the rest of it is like having your big house.
Right. That's your living space.
Yes.
So there's living rooms around, there's, you know, fitness areas, there's activity areas, the dining room. You have the grounds as well. You know, we've mentioned there's an awesome pond right there with a nice dock and a bridge that goes across. The indoor pool that also has the big doors that open. So when it's nice weather, it looks like it's an outdoor pool.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So I did want to ask you a little bit about the meals because I get lots of questions from people. Well, how are the meals there at that community? How do you rate meals as far as, you know, to your residents?
You know, I think rating is more based on their feedback.
Okay.
What we do is we have, you know, a nutritionist that helps create the meals and the ingredients. And then that's sent out to the communities.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dining directors, the head chefs there can take that. Maybe they need to alter it a little bit. Maybe we have somebody who is gluten-free or, you know, maybe something a little bit different. So we'll have some alternatives. But we always have two different meals for them to choose from and then an all-day menu. So they've got specials they can choose from or a menu that's always available with some of your basic items if they don't like what the specials are.
That's good.
But Ellison's got a great chef. I eat there every time.
That's what you were saying.
I don't eat at all the communities that I visit or that I go and see or try when I'm looking at other communities. But Ellison is one that it's definitely where I'm going to eat lunch that day.
I love hearing that. Yeah. The meal is, and the nutrition part of the meal is very important. What does a Segura resident first philosophy mean?
You know, that means that we are ultimately looking after them first. You know, like I'm saying, this is their home first. So what can we do to make their home more peaceful or easier? You know, talking about the ease of living. So, you know, having the town hall meetings where it's our administrator talking about every single department and, and creating that line of communication that if there's something going on, that's okay. People make mistakes.
Right.
But we want to communicate and get their feedback and try to be better for them.
There you go.
Even if it's positive feedback, great. Then let's continue this of what we're doing. You know, having a separate meeting with just the dining director and giving the residents that input to say, this is what we want for our meals. You know, if there's something on the menu that they can't pronounce, a lot of times they don't want it, you know, and we're thinking that, oh, they want this fancy, nice meal, but they just may want a casserole.
Right.
You know, so taking that into account with all of them really, I think, puts that resident first philosophy, you know, going into community. And now I'm branching out into other areas and seeing that's where I feel like we are different and something that sets us apart is we're trying to make sure that they're okay first.
They're okay first.
Yep.
I mean, what other way would you even think something could work?
I don't know. You know, people run it's a business and people try to run it like a business.
Right.
Or, you know, I've been places where they've put too much of the hospitality into it, which is great. But we need to make sure that we're taking care of our residents. Exactly.
Right.
Right. Just having all these nice things out is great. But, you know, I want to know that these residents are happy.
Right.
And taking care of them is more important than, you know, a new sign out front or a new TV. And those things are great. And it's a part of what we provide for them. But if we're making sure that they're taken care of, they're well fed, They're not falling, whatever it may be. They're getting their activities and socialization. That's resident first.
Okay. And something to do with the resident is the fact that you are listening to them, but you're also applying.
Yes. Right.
You're applying. I mean, you're listening and applying.
And especially our independent residents, because
yes.
they remember everything. So when we have these town halls, uh-huh. the start of the next one, the next month, is to recap what we did the month before.
Oh,
and
good.
The items that they wanted us to work on, we have to talk about them before
say,
we start the new
meeting.
This is
what we've done.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They
Very
hold
good.
Us accountable.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take another break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for?
The Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Well, you are correct. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We will be right back with more show here on the Statesman's Club. I have a really good question to ask him when we come back. That's called a cliffhanger. So we'll be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Village is OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Village is OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with
Freedom 96.9,
coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50+. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscare now. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
That's us. We are giving you the opportunity to feel forever young through the Statesman's Club, who's going to help take care of you in an independent living community. Statesman's Club has been here a double-digit years. It's literally behind the post office that's there on Hefner. It's a little bit closer to Penn than it is May. So I've got Cameron. He is a regional director of sales and marketing here in the studio today talking about the Statesman's Club. I will tell you that I personally know the administrator there and couldn't say enough good about her. Her name is Valerie. Statesman's Club is going to be in our 30th anniversary issue, which we're very pleased about. Something that I want to talk a little bit more, if we haven't touched on it, we maybe haven't, is about Great Place to Work Certified. So you literally have a certificate.
Yes.
What is a Great Place to Work mean?
This is an organization that's created this certification, and it is a survey that is put out to all of your current employees. And based on the rating from your current employees, if scores high enough, then you can get the certification.
Okay.
And that is
so
saying,
it's all your employees being asked a certain
group of criteria, and it may be a little bit different depending on your role or your department. Or your title, but ultimately it is to get the satisfaction of your employees. And if you get the certification, it means all of your employees are happy to come to work there.
Love it.
We get to put the decals in the windows and put all the certifications up in the community to show that. But to me, it shows that we care about our employees. Mm-hmm. I have always felt appreciated by Segura. I've seen it through a lot of our staff, you know, having people and caregivers that have worked here for over 10 years and administrators that have worked here for 20 years. That's uncommon of what I see in healthcare.
Yes.
And so having this Great Place to Work certification just gives us that extra little bump that shows that our employees are happy to be here, which in turn, they take care of the residents better because they're happy to come to work.
I was just going to say that, Cameron. If you have a happy workplace, it's going to just roll down into the care of the resident in the community.
Right.
Also, it just gives a chance for a resident to feel, you know, this place must be fair to them, mm-hmm. and they must enjoy working here. Something that makes my mom happy is even how communities give back to the community.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of times they allow their employees to get involved in that, like the Alzheimer's Walk.
Yes.
You know, or, you know, having different events there. And I've been to a tiki kind of out on the island.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the residents are there, too, maybe even with people in the community that are in this industry. But everyone's getting to talk together. And that also, I've seen so many times, and even myself, the resident being able to share how they did it. You know, I was in marketing in my day, and here's how we did that. You know, the social media wasn't so strong, but I'll tell you what, I've even learned doing this for 30 years. I do all the social media stuff that you're supposed to, but you know, when I meet somebody or talk to them over the phone or handshake with them, that's when I really do get the feedback from that person that I need to get so we can build a relationship.
Yes. And the word of mouth has been huge for us.
Good.
Yes, the social media and stuff is out there, but I think when you can hear it from a resident or
yes.
a family member, that means a lot more to somebody else that may be looking.
Very much. I know in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, we do a lot of articles, and we do them on either, you know, maybe somebody that's in the community at a retirement community, and just to get their perspective, you know, get 80 words to 100 words about what they feel like and why they would recommend this to their friends. I mean, that's probably, I don't even know what the percentage would be, but people that are living in the Statesman's Club, being able to talk about it positively to people they know.
Right. And I think you can see that, too, with communities and how well that they're occupied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our community at Ellison here has grown tremendously in the last 6 months, even.
Wow.
We're running out of apartments. and which is a great problem
to
have.
It's a great problem to have.
But it again is our reputation is getting out there a little bit more to the senior population or the adult child that this is a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to continue.
The key word is to live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so you've got Ellis, independent living of Statesman's Club, but you work for Segura.
Yes.
How does all that break down?
Segura is our mother company name.
Okay.
And then each community typically has their own individual name. There may be some groups together.
Ah.
My communities in Nebraska, we have four. They're all Bailey Point.
Okay.
And it was based on some history of the Nebraska area and the trains that are big in that area. So it dealt with some history based on that area.
Gotcha.
In the Omaha, Nebraska area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones here, we have Ellison Independent Living and Statesman Club.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Lindell Edmond, which is
Lindell.
Independent and Assisted
They're
Living.
They're going to be in the next issue, too.
And we also have the Veriden, which is an Independent
no
Assisted
Veriden,
and Memory
yes.
Care. So, you know, each community has their different strengths about
mm-hmm.
them and different areas of living.
Mm-hmm.
But Segura is now in 13 states and over 60 communities.
Over 60 communities. Okay, well, y'all are doing something right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay, well, we're going to take our last break. This is less than a minute break. And when we come back, Cameron's going to tell you how you can get a hold of Valerie or anyone that's working at the Statesman's Club and give out the address and any social media and all that. So make sure you have your pens ready because you're going to want to take down this information. We're on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. Like I told you, that was our shortest break. We are right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which Cameron likes to tell us stands for.
The Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. And Cameron is the Regional Director of Sales and Marketing for Segura. We've explained in this show today how Segura is the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ellis Independent Living of the Statesman's Club. And any of you out there that's been in Oklahoma City knows the Statesman's Club. Again, it's behind kind of the Villages area post office. I've got Cameron in here. We've been talking all about what are the key points in living in an independent community. And so, Cameron, I would like you to tell our audience how they can get a hold of you. And also, you all have events a lot. So that's just a good thing, a rule of thumb to either find out on Facebook
mm-hmm.
or just call up the community. And
we have a newsletter that
okay.
is out there that has a calendar of events for the entire month. Search for us on Facebook. Just search Ellison Independent Living of Statesman Club. Ellison, E-L-I-S-O-N.
And it's Ellison
Independent Living of Statesman Club.
Of Statesman Club. Okay.
Or the website, which is just EllisonStatesmanClub.com.
Okay.
You can call us at 405-883-4617.
One more time.
Yes. And you can go online, EllisonStatesmanClub.com. You can schedule your tour online now. You can ask for information. You can go ahead and schedule your tour through the website or call 405-883-4617. Ask for Valerie.
As for the Valerie. That's my friend. But we know Robin Gunn is your friend. She'll tell you good, really good things about me. You all also have activities you welcome people to come to. It's not like something you charge them to be there for.
No, they can come and try it out. You can come and have lunch with us.
Yeah.
Come to a happy hour.
Yeah.
Anything that you want to come and experience what life is like at Ellison Independent Living.
There it is. And it's spectacular. I promise. This is one of the good ones out there. And they wear the white hats in their serving of you. And so I cannot stress enough that this is a community that you'll definitely want to check out. I mean, I know we talked about when the mics were off, how people will, during the holidays, really discover things about their family.
Yes.
Remember their parents.
That's right. There's a lot of visiting family during the holidays,
yes.
and maybe mom or dad wasn't being so truthful with how they're living. So maybe just come by and take a tour of our community just to see what life is like.
That's right. I've always heard that it's 10% they're telling you and 90% they're hiding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This has been a fantastic show today here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which is for the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine out there. You can always look us up at okseniorjournal.com, and you can always give the Statesman's Club a call at 405-883-4617 and ask for Valerie. Thanks for being on today,
Cameron. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you were excellent. And we will see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.